Nirhetu can sahetu means causeless gurudrohi and with cause. If father mother are abusing them, or they are and doing anything, then they will do. And samargo, whether they do or not, they are always against father and mother or gurujan. That they are called gurudrohi. In them, sahetu, with cause, they do gurudroha to their guru and father mother, they are less aparadhi, but yet they are aparadhi.
Who is that? Which one is that?
Father and mother are innocent, but yet son is doing, or disciple is doing something to their gurudev and father mother. They are more. Those who abuse their father mother without cause, so they are more culprits. But both are gurudrohi. He is telling that father and mother and guru has nourished and given everything to that sister and son. But they are not serving them. In this sense, they are guru drohi. So it's three kinds of guru drohi. They don't do bhajan to their parents and see, in this we see that the first question answer is one udaharan,
example,
and in second two, what two kinds?
Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate.
And in third question, in third question, answer, he is telling six kinds of examples. Six. Atmaram, Atmakam,
Akritagya,
Akritagya,
three kinds of
Guru Drohi. So, these are of nine kinds. So Krishna told that I am not among these nine. The gopis began to think how he is not guilty of all seven. So there is here in this another slope when Krishna will tell that Naham tu, I am not among these, then they will think that how Krishna is not among these nine. Tomorrow you will discuss about it.
Maharaj, why is Guru Drohi one of the categories, since the gopis are not guru, they're not parents and they're not guru, so why is that even considered as one category?
Krishna is giving example of worldly things, and he is telling that you have served me, so I would have to serve you. And if I am not serving, then I am Guru Drohi. But I am not in this category. Why not? It will be told in tomorrow.
Next slope.
in the time of Baldev Vidyabhushan, his commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti. But yet he did have that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has not, he has not dealt with all these things. What he thought good, he has written as a rustic Vaishnava. But Baldev Vidyabhushan has read all the Gita Bhashya by Madhusudan Saraswati, Shankaracharya, and after that so many persons who have done commentary on Gita, and they have written about Vaishnava, against Vaishnavism, bhakti, and he has tried to reply them. Even this, in these days, there are all pandits who know Sanskrit are all Advaitvadis. All Advaitvadis. Here also we see that they tell that we are Vaishnava. We are in Baldav Sampradaya. We are in Madhya Sampradaya. But yet they are Mayavadi. Especially in Sanskrit schools, that there are colleges of Sanskrit. All pandits, top to bottom, are all Advaitvadi. So, but in Hindi, Baldev Vidyabhushan commentary is not found. If they will read, they are bound to feel that we should read this, and they will know that there is some argument against us, and they will bind to think about this. Because in India all are Sanskrit persons, in Haridwar, Vrindavan, here and there. We have seen in Bengal or here also, all Grihastha Pandits are all Mayavadi also. Only for them, they are requesting me to because in Swamiji's commentary, these points are not.
Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary is in Sanskrit. So the pandits already know Sanskrit. So why would it have to be translated
in Hindi? Because there are so many persons, they are qualified, they know some Sanskrit, but they know Hindi. I know that there are so many pandits, but that they can't speak and understand Sanskrit. Even those who are MA, PhD. But we can understand without reading, without knowing Sanskrit, but they can't. So they are requesting us. I have no interest to do it, but for their interest, I will have to.
So, bhajato pijantun bhajamitam anubritti brittaye yatha dhanu labdha dhane vinaste tat chintayan bhito na veda.
Chala gaya.
Naham tu sakyo bhajato pijantun bhajam mehitam anubrit brittai jata dhano labdha dhane vinaste chintayan nirito nare.
Na aham tu, I am not among them. এ পাশে রেখা তো পিছিয়ে না, আর ওটাকে খুলে দাও।
না আহম তু, তু মানে বট, না আহম, আই এম নট অ্যামং দেম, অ্যামং নাইন. ভজতোপি জন্তুম, bhajami isham anubhitta vrittaye. I don't bhajami, don't what word?
Reciprocate.
Whether he is serving me, he is loving to me. I don't love them. But I serve. But anyone does not see how I serve. That he is giving an example of any jewel. If a very poor person by chance gets any very precious jewel and at once raptus, and at once or after some time he
loses it,
or any word more good,
loses it.
He becomes so much deeply thinking for that thing. And for this, I had gone out of sight, that your dhyan, your meditation for me will increase. To increase your meditation, remember, I have done so. And I was very nikat, very nearer to you, and watching you what you are doing. Is it increasing your meditation or not? And I was testing. But you are not seeing. Now, Srila Jiva Goswami at first now he is explaining that gopis are examining how Krishna is Atmaram or not, Atmakam is or not, or other things. And all at the first three, first one, second two, and Atmaram, Atmakam. All they are examining and they are giving himself judgment that Krishna is not Atmaram. Krishna is not Aptakam. Krishna is not among them who loves and then he loves. Reciprocal. And he is not among them in second guru. What? Parent. Like parents.
They love without return.
Not return. But he does not love. He is explaining all. If he was Atmaram, he should not call us. He had called us. And from boyhood we see, he always plays with her. And he becomes so much pleased to play with her. And when he does any, on any reason, when we are not found for to play with him, he becomes sorrowful. So he cannot be Atmaram. If he go to take water from Yamuna, he follows us. Anywhere he go to garden to
packing flowers
to Brahman karne ke liye, to walk. He also anyhow makes any pretend and do there. Always he try to follow us. So he cannot be Atma. And in the same way he cannot be Atma. If he was Atmaram, then he has no sense to move, to see, to have all these things.
Follow.
Atmakam.
Aptakam.
He cannot be. So it is asambhav. It is
contradiction
or asambhav.
Impossible
for him.
What reason did they give why he could not be apt to come?
Because he has so many kams. So many kams. He goes to Yashoda Maiya and he becomes he was thirsty. He was so much
hungry
and to take milk from Yashoda, he goes there. If he was not hungry and from bed he came to Yashoda and took his manthani in his hand and he began to weep for and cry to be fed. So he is not that. Why he goes to the houses of all gopis and take makkha? Because he is hungry. After that, if he has no calm, then why he took all the dresses of gopis and climbed on the tree and he was so happy and clapping and
laughing.
Why he told us that you should do pranam naked? Why? So they are examining that he has so is come. He is not also like parents. He called us, was playing, but at once he fled away. Father, mother cannot do this. We are crying, we are weeping, but yet he could not. And loving each other, reciprocal, he cannot be that.
Merciful?
Merciful, no, merciful.
He left.
It is also a kind of desire to see anyone so unhappy. Then the mood comes that he cannot be remedied. If that person is have no remedy. So it is like a desire. So he cannot be asked to come. Unlike this. Ar jakhan tini biraha arti pradhan kare, takhan tahate purvukta sapeksha bhajan va nirpeksha bhajan. A duty kono te dekhte hai. Second thing is that father and mother do sapeksha bhajan and nirpeksha bhajan without cause and with cause. You remember?
Sahatu
and nirhatu. But we see that he gives up dirharti. Dirharti means suffering for separation. And we cry, we weep, He become mad, but yet he does not come. So he does not do nirpeksha bhajan or sapeksha bhajan. Without cause or cause, he does not. So he cannot come among them. Next comes akritagyata. Akritagya means akritagya. He will
ungrateful.
What is the symptom of ungrateful?
That someone does so much service for him, but he doesn't reciprocate.
Upeksha karta hai. Upeksha. उपेक्षा ही ना उपेक्षा का क्या है दिस कम डिस्टर्बेंस उपेक्षा आई वाज इफ आई वाज प्रिटेंडिंग हियर
नेगलेक्ट
यू कैम हियर एंड इफ आई वाज स्लीपिंग यूजलेस Nothing, no unhappiness to me, but yet, and I heard that you have come, then at once I let them go. This was negligence, to neglect. So we see that he cannot be akritagya, because if there was negligence from him, towards us, then it was us. But we see that this is not fact. Why? He is answering that at first we saw that when we came to Krishna, following something, when we came to Krishna by hearing the flute voice, he told us, Swagatam, Swagatam.
Welcome.
Oh, have you reached here safely? Any
difficulty in road?
Why you have come?
Yes, what I mean.
You have come to tell me that any difficulty has come, any samasya?
Any problem.
A problem has come in Braja? If any daitya has come there, demon has come, and you have come here to tell me this fact. Sometimes he becomes, he smiles, and sometimes he becomes grave. There is no way to know whether he is concealing something, cheating, or he is pleased, he is
joking,
or in fact he is dead. Anyone cannot trace it. But we see that when we came, he was so glad. And he was welcoming us. And he asked in a very rustic way. In a nirjan place, in a solitary place, to anyone who is so kishori, so beautiful, loving, and in Nirjan Pradesh, solitary place, where Jamuna is flowing very smoothly, very pleasantly, and all these sweet birds are singing, and so much sugandh,
fragrance.
All are the birds.
The arrows.
Arrows of Kamdeva are there, and to say anything smiling, it adds more to that bhav, kam bhav. So he cannot be like this. What this? Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
Not only one time, but he told so many times. And what he told, he could not grace any symptom to be akritagya. If he was akritagya, then he should be nirpeksha. He should go. He will not talk anything, no laughing, nothing. He should go at once. And he may return. But this year, we did not see that symptom. So it seems that he is a rasik, he is not a kritagya. And after that way, it has been explained by rasik Vaishnava that at the time of Bhramar Geet, he has given a sandesh to gopis that when I have told that you, that you should go. Because I told that no black night, no dangerous
animals
there. Yeah. I've told you to serve your pati. I know that you know that I am
husband
of
husband.
So I've never told you to return and never to leave me. So he's a rasi, so he's not a kshatriya. अतः ये गुरु दोहिता सहित काठिन्य कोनो भेद नहीं से गुरु तायु इसलिए से दैट हिज गुरुद्रोही यू आर गुरुद्रोही बिकॉज यू आर सो मच कठिन यू आर सो मच हार्ड योर हार्ट इज सो मच हार्ड सी वे आर बीटिंग सो बिटरली crying, we became mad, we were going to die. But yet his heart could not simulate. What?
Sympathize.
Huh?
He could not be sympathetic.
No, sympathetic he was. Nahin, dravit nahin ho saka.
It didn't melt. His heart didn't melt.
So, kathinya and gurudrohitai are same. So he may be gurudrohi. Siddhar Swami has told like so. Jibu Swami is telling.
Those were statements by Sridhar Swami?
Huh?
All that you told was from Sridhar Swami, not Jiva Goswami. What you just told.
Oh, Jiva Goswami.
Okay.
He has told very here, Jiva Goswami wants to say that when gopis were asking first, they thought that Krishna is akritagya. Because we have left everything for him and leaving us, he became disappeared. So he must be akritagya. But now gopis are seeing that the Krishna is giving answer to our question.
He's trying to escape.
Escape. Krishna was easily escaped.
from Guru
Akrita
Gita. But he felt himself, he was caught himself in
trap.
Guru Drohita, more
worse.
More worse than
Akrita.
A Simal deer wanted to escape from a shikari. Hunter. There were dogs. She escaped from the hands of dogs. To escape from dogs, she went in a side where so much blunder fire was burning.
Blazing fire.
She may be saved by the hands of dogs, but here she cannot. So they are telling that we will only.
We thought that you were.
No. हम लोग तुमको थोड़े से अपराध का इल्जाम बना रहे थे, लगा रही थी. We were. No.
The idea is that Krishna escaped from being, he thought that he escaped from the being blamed for being ungrateful. But now we will surely, he feels much worse off in this position, that the gopis have put me in the position that now I'm Guru Druhi.
This is the meaning, but I wanted to explain it by very good example. No? But words are not coming like.
He's much worse off. This position is much worse.
And he, Krishna, unwillingly, ऐसे उसे बच करके मैंने और worst में चला गया. He died himself in worst position.
Yeah.
So Braj Devi were satisfied and began to see
each other,
some smiling.
Now we have got him.
He wanted little, but he has given us so much. Or he also tell. Now Krishna is telling, O Sakhigan, O
assembly of friends,
what to tell about that I'm doing bhajan. Even by not loving you, I'm best
well-wisher.
Best wisher or bhajan kari.
Best reciprocation.
So he is now telling. Krishna is telling, O Sakhi. Sakhi, I have explained someday.
Yes.
About all these slopes.
In Bombay, you do.
Having pranam bhav, sattva bhav, mixed among madhu sneha. Aur abhi bataya tha na kya kya? Madhu sneha. Having madhu sneha. More than
Chandravali, Ghrita Snake. So here is most Sakha Pranay. More Unnata. Unnata means advanced. So Sakha. Krishna is telling that I am telling you and always aisa samajhta hu. I think that you are my sakhi. Then how I can be Atmaram or Atmakam? I always keep in mind that you should be always happy. I always try to please you, always. Perhaps you have seen my activities before. So I am not a Atmaram or Akritagya.
Or Aptakam.
Or Aptakam. Kintu means I am not among nine kinds of lovers. Kintu, I am so much merciful to you, I am so much lover of you, so much kritagya to you. Kritagya, you know?
Grateful to you.
Grateful. Grateful to you. And I'm so much a rini to you also.
Indebted
to you. That I keep you in a special heart. I keep all in my heart, all kinds of devotees. But for you, I have a special kind of affection or love. This is the meaning of kintu. Whole world is among them, but I have a special affection for you. From outside, it is seen that I am not doing reciprocal. I am not doing bhajan. I do bhajan, but not like anyone in this world. My loving is of another type. Those who don't do bhajan, if anyone loves anyone, but he in reciprocal does not love, they are surely Atmaram or Atmakam. Otherwise, they will be Guru Drohi. See? Atmara Aptakam Akritagya Guru Drohi. But I am not among them because I don't do reciprocal. If anyone doing bhajan, I don't do bhajan. Atacha mane, yet I am not among them. I have told Param Bhakta Nara that Naham Prachami Vaikunthe Joginam Hrde Nasha Madhubhakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Tristhami Narada. देखो तो वो है ए कौन है ए के रे नाम तीर्थान वैकुंठ है जो भी नाम दे मत भक्त जत्र गाय तत्र तीर्थान कृष्ण चलेंगे व्हाट इज द मीनिंग आई डोंट लिव इन वैकुंठ आई डोंट लिव इन
द हार्ट ऑफ द योगी
But I don't live in solitary places, not anywhere. But I live where Mat Bhakta Gayanti Japana. Where my devotees listening on this is You are singing here. So I cannot be in Vaikunth anywhere other, but I was there. But you should know that what I tell to our Bhakt. Cannot be lie. To others, what I tell, it may be lie, it may be not lie. But now it is my bhakta. To you, I can tell lies because you are not my bhakta. What is the meaning?
Direct meaning?
Direct any meaning. What is the meaning?
Because the gopis are not ordinary devotees like Narada.
But a special devotee.
Yes.
They are not devotees. They are Kanta. They are same as Krishna. To be the same with lover. His whole heart, all indriyas, his mind, his mood, everything becomes lover. Then there's no shy, nothing. So gopis are the same next with Krishna. But Narada is not the param bhakta. He is devotee. Telling that Narada, he cannot do tilaggi. Joke cannot cut joke. He cannot tell anything like to Brajavasi Sakha, Brajavasi Maya, Brajavasi Priyatana. Nothing type of this because he is param aishwarya bhav there. In aishwarya bhav, no telling lie are so he said. So you should remember that I have told Narada it is.
Narada, the other day
he
said that Krishna said, because you're my bosom sakhi, my bosom friend, I can't lie to you.
I cannot lie to you.
I have to, whatever I say is the truth.
Hare Krishna may change his person so many times.
In every moment.
He moves.
He can change our mood and voice every moment.
He can derive any meaning, new meaning here and there. Oh, so much.